Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Veronica of Angela and Veronica, and you're listening to Conversations Live with Cyrus Webb. Keep inspired, keep focused, keep the conversations going.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us. Kendrick Dowell is making his first appearance on the program this year to talk to us not only about his own love of music, but what it's been like for him to be a part of the group, The Lyrical Groove, and also the success that they've recently been able to enjoy. If you're looking for new music from them, we actually will be listening to the single Wake Up from the group a little bit later in the program, and also we'll be letting you know how you can stay in contact with them, as well as find out what's coming up next for them. Kendrick, hello to you, and welcome to Conversations Live.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Hey, man, glad to have you on. Let's just start off with the newsletter that you sent out just today for those who are tuning in live to us. And there you were celebrating something that I first found out about, Kendrick, because I stay in contact with you on Facebook, that at the San Diego Music Awards this year, you guys, the Lyrical Groove, I was recognized as best hip-hop group of this year. You know, you mentioned in the newsletter that is still sinking in. When you first heard that you all had won, how did that make you feel, and what kind of validation did they give you as an artist?
Honestly, it seemed a little bit surreal, mainly because I started off as a spoken word artist, and even still, like, even though that's a lot of people connected to the roots of hip-hop, a lot of times it's not necessarily given that same type of credit or attention in today's musical standards. And so when we first even found about the nomination, it's kind of floored because even my style of music is kind of all over the place, a little bit of jazz, hip-hop, so everything's kind of blended in. But once we heard our name that we had actually won, it was just like all these – we've been together for about 3 years, so just it just kind of validated that whole work ethic and everything that we put forth, and it just kind of helped seem it in our minds, in our hearts, what we had already knew was there.
Right, right. So it's so almost as like then, Kendrick, that the world is finding out what you all always have believed in with your music.
Right, right.
Yeah. And so then let's go back. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, mostly, exactly, and understanding that, you know, like I said, I started out in spoken word, so making the transition into the musical hip-hop side of things has just been an awe-opening experience as well.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, you had mentioned, you know, being a part of that of the spoken word world, and, you know, that has its own following. You know, talk to us about what initially led to the group being formed, because you already had the platform of poetry and spoken word that you were using. What is it that led to the forming of the Lyrical Group?
So what happened was I'm a part of a spoken word collective called Collective Purpose, and we host an open mic as well as we do shows. And a couple of my friends and I, at Black and Rudy Francisco, we were somewhat of the performance trio of Collective Purpose, and we would do shows together. And we actually started working with a couple bands, working with musicians and whatnot. But then Rudy actually started touring nationally. And a friend, and Black, he started, he moved up a little bit, about 45 minutes to an hour away from San Diego. So just in terms of, you know, doing things together just kind of provided a challenge. And so I still had a heart and a love to do spoken word with music. And so that's what kind of started it off. And so my drummer, GK, and I, we sat down and we just kind of, you know, said, hey, let's go out there and try to build something. And we connected with our keyboardist, a bass player there at the time, and then we did a good show at the spot called the Ruby Room out here in San Diego, and it was just an overwhelming vibe of positivity. Folks loved the show, and so that day, about 3 years ago in July 2010, we just said, hey, let's give it a go and see what we can do with this.
Yeah. And the rest, as they say, is definitely history. Well, for those that are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with Kendrick Dowell of the group The Lyrical Groove. We're talking about not only about their recent win at the San Diego Music Awards, being awarded Best Hip-Hop Group of this year, but also his own beginnings. He was telling us that it really began with him with spoken word, his love of it, being able to share it, and then, of course, now being a part of this group. So 3 years in, you guys have been able to build your own following. You guys, like the rest of the world, are on social media. You've been able to connect with people outside of the San Diego area. And it's interesting to hear you talk about how, you know, physical distance wasn't, you know, was one of the factors that happened. But now you're able to reach people around the world. What have you kind of, you know, allowed that part of this to sink in, that you are not now just known in your own state, let alone your own city, but now people around the world can be involved and affected by the music of the Lyrical Groove?
Yes, it's really a humbling experience to even fathom that. I remember doing a show at the House of Blues, and this gentleman just so happened to be visiting from, like, Egypt. And he loved us, and he took a CD, and he, you know, was taking some music back with him and everything. So just to know that our music, being that it is so message-centered and so musical, reaches to so many different people. And I think that's one of the things that's really starting to sink in for me right now, that, you know, it's more than just my corner of people here in San Diego that appreciate what we do.
Right. Well, I noticed the single that we're going to be listening to, which I mentioned earlier, is Wake Up. I was noticing some of the comments, Kendrick, about it, even on Twitter, about how people, you know, they like the fact that they like your music, but they also like the messaging. I was speaking with an artist not too long ago, and I was talking about the importance of being relevant versus just being, you know, known. How important is it for you to actually have a message? I know as a spoken word artist, words are so important, but when it comes to the lyrical group, how important is the actual message you're delivering?
I think it's for us, it's the cornerstone of what we do. I think it's important because myself being a father, I like to listen to music with my daughter and to expose her to different things, and I like the aspect of being able to shape her mind musically with the different messages that she receives from the music, because I feel that the music, it does shape our minds and shape our emotions from time to time. And it's one of those things that even in life, when we think about a particular memory or a time in my life, we can typically think about a song or something that was, you know, our favorite song during the time, or a song that helped us get through a situation, or things of that light. So I really like to focus on having some type of message in our music, because I know that there is a healing power in that.
Yeah, it definitely is. Now, you mentioned, of course, having people outside of your own area, of course, being able to enjoy your music physically. Now, of course, as I mentioned earlier, social media has definitely leveled the playing field in a lot of ways, because now you're able to reach people with really just a few clicks, you know, of a keyboard key. You know, has that become kind of like a balancing act for you? Because, I mean, you are so involved in the person-to-person aspect of this business and of the craft. Do you find that to be a totally different beast when it comes to making the time for discussing, you know, who you are, what you're doing with those that you're kind of meeting out in cyberspace?
Yes, most definitely. It's actually funny that that newsletter that I was getting ready that I sent out today initially said, hello, it's 4 a.m., because that's when I initially started typing it at 4 a.m. this morning, but I had to do some other things before I actually sent it out. So it's definitely a challenge in terms of, you know, trying to make sure you're out there, especially in the cyber world of things, but it's at this point, it's just kind of one of those things you have to make sure you do and just try to be, you know, stay on top of it, however that can be. So I just try to make sure that I'm in there in every which way that we can. We're actually working on getting some more videos up and some different things like that. But just like in the regular world of, you know, networking and whatnot, we've been pulled into the San Diego music scene by a lot of other artists. And I just recognize that in the same fashion that, you know, even in cyber world, that's how different opportunities come up, is by reaching out and connecting with people through the Internet and whatnot. So we definitely try to make sure we stay up on that.
Yeah. We're going to be talking about Wake Up here and actually listen to it here in a moment, Kendrick. But I want to talk about another thing, too, because as a spoken word artist, I'm sure you can see the importance of this. What about responsibility? Because I think one of the other things that, and I actually was introduced to you by a fellow spoken word artist, and I should say talk show host April Mahoney, who first told me about you. You know, do you feel a certain responsibility as not only a wordsmith, but also, as you mentioned, as a father, as someone who is looked up to? Do you feel a certain amount of responsibility in the craft and what you put out in the craft?
Most definitely, I think. I just saw, like, it was a master's class with Bobby McFerrin not too long ago, and he said something to the sentiment of, you know, as artists, we have a responsibility to be mindful of what we put out there, because it can impact other people in ways that we know nothing about, you know. And there's I actually have a piece called The Artist's Way where I'm talking about sometimes artists, we're the closest thing to God that people may ever realize and not even know it. So I think just within that, and the fact that I'm also a trained social worker, I just got my master's in social work, and so I come from a perspective of very community-orientated and knowing that there's a lot of different things in the world that we're dealing with and that people are dealing with. And so just in terms of doing our music and making sure that it's quality and doing it in a way that it can still reach people and impact what they have going on.
Yeah. Well, you know what, and I think people really appreciate that as well. Kendrick, so, you know, let's talk about music now, because, you know, as you even mentioned in the newsletter, here you are, you have this great success, a great way, I should say, to end a year. I mean, being recognized as, you know, Group of the Year at these awards. The single Wake Up, how did it come about?
It was actually kind of twofold. I always like to listen to music and write for different things. And so I was actually from one of my social work classes. We were dealing with different policies that we deal with. And so we kept dealing with a lot of issues that were just hot at the time and kind of from a historical basis. And so as you will hear in the song, just all those initial topics kind of spew from that. And then as it transitions, I wanted to go towards something in terms of providing hope. That's something that we always try to do. And most of our songs is, you know, we recognize that there's a lot of evils and a lot of pain and tragedy in the world, but at the same time, we do try to provide some source of hope. And so as you were hearing in the last verse, it kind of works towards all those things that, you know, that can move us towards hope and community and building us up. So that's kind of how that came. And then at the same time, the initial chorus was wake up and put some Folgers in your cup. And we were actually going to try to do it for this Folgers jingle contest. And after one of our performances, this friend of mine, she said, are you saying Folgers in your cup or focus in your cup? And so we were like, oh, focus sounds dope. So we just kind of threw that on in there into the hook. And so that's how it kind of came to be singing it as focus in your cup.
Gotcha. Another great message there. Well, for those who haven't had an opportunity to hear it yet, why don't you do us the honor, Kendrick, and introduce a single for us?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're about to tune in to Wake Up by The Lyrical Groove.
See this right here? See, this is how you start your day. Roll out of bed, sun in your face. Wake up, wake up, wake up, and put this focus in your cup. And wake up, wake up, wake up, and put this focus in your cup. Wake up, wake up, and put this focus in your cup. And wake up, wake up, wake up, and put this focus in your cup. Oligarchy, anarchy, Marxism, communist, racism, sexism, socialistic ignorance, glass ceiling, classism, day labor, sharecropper, drug lords, warlords, mafia, mobsters, red shop, chop shop, dope spot, hot block, rifle, grenades, gunshot, shell shot, militia, politicians, superstitions, Satanists, pedophile, juvenile, murderer, rapist, immigrants, refugees, transient, Haitian, subordinate education, staggering the nation. Millionaire, trillionaire, billionaires, elite, poor, impoverished, papa, obsolete, in-run scheme, pundit scheme, pyramid screams,
bailout screams, bounce, checks in the illustrious industrial prison complex. Wake up, wake up, wake up, and put the focus in your cup to wake up, wake up, wake up. And put this focus in your cup to wake up, wake up, wake up. And put this focus in your cup to wake up, wake up, wake up. And put this focus in your cup. Indecisive indecisions plague our existence. All that we need is what we are given, but we struggling with focus, smoking out of focus. Hocus pocus chocus, focusing on these gadgets, forgetting what really matters. How you gonna succeed when you don't really believe, don't have no map? We've been so programmed that even if we saw the North Star, we would only get but so far. We only listen to TomTom, GPS, and OnStar. Forgotten how to connect with nature, forgotten how to connect with our youth. Seeing them as separate entities like we were never them. Maybe we need to change the conversation for what they ain't doing and how lazy they are to why they do the things they do. Cause if we understood, then maybe then, we can help them, help them, help them, help them. Wake up, wake up, wake up, and put the focus in your cup to wake up, wake up, wake up, and put the focus in your cup to wake up, wake up, wake up, and put the focus in your cup to wake up, wake up, wake up, and put the focus in your cup. Empowerment, resilience, brilliance, confidence, self-esteem, I believe, persistence, patience, delayed gratification, critical thinking, values, dignity, listening, listening, determination, dedication, waiting, courtesy, respect, love, hope, loyalty, fighting for a purpose, coping with grief, communication, thinking for yourself, belief, prayer, meditation, open minds, deliberate decisions, valuing your time, understanding feelings, understanding balance, letting go of malice, stepping to the challenge, being not afraid, not afraid to fail. It's a part of life, sometimes we all catch hell. But you can't give up, you can't give up. We may fall down, but we get back up.
Yeah.
Wake up,
yeah.
Wake up,
oh,
wake up. And put this focus in your cup to wake up. Wake up,
wake up,
wake up. And put this focus in your cup to wake up. Wake up,
wake up,
wake up. And put this focus in your cup to wake up. Wake up, wake up. And put this focus in your cup.
Wake up, Baba, yeah. Oh.
There you have the lyrical groove with Wake Up here on Conversations Live. I'm actually speaking with Kendrick Dowell. He's not only a spoken word artist, a lover of words, but also a part of the group that was just recognized as Best Hip-Hop Group of 2013 by the San Diego Music Award. So let's talk about success for a moment, Kendrick. I'm always fascinated when individuals have reached milestones, as you have done, as the group has done. You know, has your idea of what it means to be success, has it changed, or is it really for you just the satisfaction of doing what you love and having that recognized?
In terms of my definition of success is being able to do what I love and support my family for it while doing it. So that's the part we're still working on. So definitely this award is definitely a step in the right direction in terms of getting there.
Okay. So what is your hope when individuals hear music from the group like Wake Up? What do you hope it does? I mean, do you hope it entertains as well as maybe makes them think or look at ways that they can wake up in their own lives? Or what is your hope for people who are able to take the lyrical groove experience?
I definitely want to, you know, entertain first and as well as provide a message. I also done a lot of MCing and hosting and a lot of different things like that. But I think some of my most impactful experiences are those experiences where I feel entertained But at the end of the day, when I reflect upon that experience, I'm actually able to take something from it that feeds my soul, that challenges my mind or the way that I'm thinking about doing things. So as much as we want to encourage people and challenge, you know, beliefs and what they may be doing, we want folks to come out, and when we have a lyrical groove show, you're going to have fun, and you're going to hear some good music that has quality to it. From the musicianship to the lyrics to the sound, everything just really kind of comes together. And that's actually what kind of came into the name, The Lyrical Groove, because I wanted something that gave folks a real taste of what they were going to get if they came to see us. You want to get a wonderful groove, but you were also going to hear some meaningful lyrics.
All right, there you go. Again, everyone, Kendrick Dowell has been our guest. The Lyrical Groove is the group. Kendrick, how can our listeners stay in contact with you as well as find out what's coming up next with the group and support the music as well?
Yeah, so of course we're on Facebook and Twitter, but we have our own website called lyricalgroove.com, and that's everything spelled like it should be, lyricalgroove.com. And you can actually get to our Facebook page from there. We're on Instagram. I'm on KDAL Lyrical Groove, as well as Twitter, and so SoundCloud and all the different outlets. So you can simply just go to the website, lyricalgroove.com, and get to all our different social media aspects right there.
All right, man. Kendrick, man, congratulations to you guys, and I appreciate the time. I appreciate you coming on to talk with us, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And real quick, want to send a shout-out to Edward Mahoney for connecting us, and also my wife and my daughter. I know they're listening as well. So, Jaden, Lucretia, love you, sugars.
All right. Well, we appreciate you, and also, again, we appreciate April for the connection. She is very good at being able to put people together, and we appreciate her being able to do that with us. Again, Kendrick Dowell has been our guest here of the Lyrical Groove. Make sure you guys are staying in contact with them online and supporting the music in the many ways that you have the opportunity to do so. Now, if you came in late and missed part of the conversation, depending on how you're listening to us, you can go back and find the replay. If you're joining us through blogtalkradio.com, the link's available on our website at conversationsliveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already been posted on both of those places. So all you have to do is click on that link. You can go back and listen to the show anytime and also share it with your friends. If you're joining us out of Milwaukee at Cream City Radio, you'll be able to hear the replay a little bit later in the day, as well as, of course, be able to hear it in the morning as well. So just make sure you check out however you're listening to us, and you'll be able to find out how you can go back and share the information that you've shared here through this interview. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day. Enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for tuning into this edition of our show. You all make it a great one.